The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Oh, let's go to Adam in London. Who'd have David Cameron's job? Not in a million years. So he's actually trying to negotiate a deal which will be beneficial to Britain and enable him to stay in the European Union. But now there's a European summit to consider it all. Adam.
Yes, there are 27 European heads of state considering David Cameron's proposals. I believe there are 27 proposals, actually. So there's one for each of them. And they are no doubt mulling it over right now over their moule and frites in Brussels. There are four key bits on the table for what it's worth. Britain wants to opt out of anything that's an ever closer union. Britain doesn't want any push for a single European currency, wants generally less regulation and a commitment to be less regulatory, and restrictions on other Europeans getting benefits payments if they come to the UK. Although, frankly, they're not huge demands, and in fact, as some in Mr. Cameron's own Conservative Party put it, it's all flim-flam, thin gruel and poppycock. I am using their words.
Well, I didn't think...
It turns out that they could haggle long into the night, and if Mr. Cameron doesn't get his deal, then that's kind of political suicide, because he's put a lot on this.
Absolutely. Nightmare. Absolute nightmare. Now, what's the changing diet?
Well, in 40 years, basically, a sort of cross-section of our food survey, the National Food Survey, from 1974 to now, there are some obvious things, like, for instance, we eat a lot less tinned peas, tinned vegetables, meat paste, less liver. Apparently, a younger generation really can't handle offal in the way that the older generation could. We're eating, apparently, much more fresh fruit, skimmed milk, and wholemeal bread. It sounds like we should be healthy, but who's to keep that? I wonder. 40 years ago, a quarter of our average wage went on food. Now it's just over 10%. In other words, we've got a lot of cash left to spend on rubbish, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Ah, you tell a good story. You have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you next week. Adam Gilchrist in London.